We good now.
Welcome into So Let Me Ask You This, which is just two buddies talking about life's trivial topics and insignificant issues. I'm Martin Weiss, joined here with my boy TK. TK, how was your week?
Man, pretty good. As I was telling you just before we got on, took my mom to dinner last night for her birthday. It's an annual tradition that we have. We go to dinner typically because her birthday is in August 1st. So it's always later on within August. But we usually go for a restaurant week, which is a thing out here in Dallas. So like the fancier, nicer restaurants, they'll have like a set menu options, about three options or so. And they'll offer them at a discounted price, I guess. So like last night we went to a pretty nice place, $49 a piece. It's typically what it is. She always prides herself on being a quote cheap date. Did that last night. Everything's been good though, man. I can't complain too much. How about yourself, bro?
I'm exhausted. I don't look exhausted. So I'm just going to go out in front and address it. I don't know why. I haven't been sleeping well the last couple of nights, but it is what it is. And plus my alarm clock goes off insanely early. So me not sleeping well the last few nights means it's 10:30 and I'm tossing and turning. Right. But right. I had a question because I recently saw an interview with Shannon Sharp, friend of the show. He was on his podcast, Club Shay Shay, and he was interviewing Allen Iverson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Allen Iverson, a former basketball player for those who are not in the know. NBA Hall of Famer. There may be.
Who does not know? I choked on water, but who does not know Allen Iverson? If you don't know Allen Iverson, you're like a super loser.
I don't know. I feel like, that's off the top of my head, I feel like doesn't your mother-in-law listen to this? She may not know that Allen Iverson is an NBA Hall of Famer.
That's terrible.
I don't know. No offense if she does. I don't mean to pick. I just picked a random person who I thought may not know. However, he asked a question. Shannon asked Allen Iverson the question if he played in the NFL. If he had continued with football, what he would have been. And I just was listening to his answer, and Allen Iverson was
he said he'd be better.
Yeah, he said he would have been better. Yeah, but like, yeah. But just in the way that he answered the question, right? Allen Iverson by far was like my favorite athlete when I was a kid growing up. And solid then choice. As an adult, he has continued to be my favorite athlete. He's always very deferential. He's always very much like, he's never one of these old bitter guys. He doesn't sound like he's salty. Like when he's talking about how he would have been a great NFL player, he's like, I don't mean to disparage any of the guys in the league right now. I don't mean, and even when like Shannon said, you would have been Mike Vick before Mike Vick. Allen Iverson didn't say, yeah, I would have been. You know what he said? Just ask Mike. That's what he said. Just ask Mike.
And I was they're from thinking, the same place, right?
They're cousins.
Newport News.
Yeah, Newport News, Virginia.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. I was like, Allen Iverson should be from Bad News, Virginia, as they call it.
But I was thinking, I was like, you know what? I need to buy an Allen Iverson Georgetown jersey. I have a few jerseys. I'm not, and as big as a sports fan as I am, I don't have like jerseys of teams that I'm a super fan of, right? I have an Mbappe jersey who plays for PSG, and actually he's about to, but I got the France one when he was in the World Cup. I got the Mbappe for France. I have a Josh Gibson jersey from the Homestead Grays, like but it was one of the Negro League teams, right?
Okay. That's random.
I have a Michael Jordan baseball jersey, like when he played for the Birmingham Barons, right?
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, so I'm not super big into jerseys, right?
That's your entire jersey collection?
I have a Drew Brees jersey, but I'd never wear it.
But that's your entire jersey collection?
Yeah, that's it. So I was thinking I should get an Allen Iverson Georgetown jersey, right? I was like, I might want to do that. Well, I have a Michigan basketball jersey, but there's no name on it.
It's just plain.
It's just number one for Michigan. You know what I'm saying? That type of deal. But I was thinking, and because when we were in high school, right, jerseys were the thing. Like the jerseys and the style and the idea of the throwback jersey. Like, I'm sure that there's people listening to this that have an Allen Iverson Georgetown jersey from when they were 16 years old. You know what I'm saying? And I was thinking,
at least the Sixers, at least the Allen Iverson Sixers. Oh, that's a fire bucket hat.
I got this hat, right? Which is a Detroit Bad Boys bucket hat. I got it. That's clean. I got it a couple weeks ago, but I was wondering, you know, is jerseys too much? And as I sit here and log in, I see you currently wearing the Detroit Tigers wearing a jersey. But the one thing I will say, it's a baseball jersey. And I feel like baseball and hockey jerseys hold different weight than basketball jerseys.
In what way? In terms of, like, you don't have to be a fan of the team to wear it, or like,
in the way that you don't have to have shoulder muscles to wear them.
Oh no, facts. That's facts on facts. Yeah, that's facts on facts. I myself am one of those people that you're referencing. Like, I don't have an Allen Iverson Georgetown jersey, but like, my jersey collection is like solid. Like, I have a pretty decent amount of jerseys. Like, I can't even go through my head and name all of the jerseys that I have, but I have like random jerseys, like a Chris Webber Warriors jersey, all the way to like a Grant Hill Red 33 to
well, at least you're from Detroit,
Mexico Warriors. I mean, he was drafted by the Warriors. It was actually my uncle's. I don't think I've ever worn that jersey because I personally am not a fan of Chris Webber. But I have tons of jerseys. I have a Colin Kaepernick jersey. Like, I have a Mexico Chicharito soccer jersey.
Chicharito, like, number 14. Yeah.
My jersey collection is pretty solid. So I'm one of those guys that, like, when throwbacks were in style. Ooh. Yeah, bro. I love the throwback phase. And I'm glad that jerseys came back, like, to the extent, like, they aren't really, like, the throwback jersey isn't back yet. Cause as we know, fashion, it repeats itself. And people told us this growing up, but like, you don't believe it until you see it. And you're like, we used to wear that. Like, you know.
Or the wild thing now is just how small my shorts are.
And I take pride in it. You're gonna get all these.
I would have never worn shorts this size at fact. Before 20 years old, right? Yeah, so you imagine it'll all be coming back soon. I imagine my kids will be wearing super big, baggy, white t-shirts and jeans that are, you know, 8 sizes too big. But terrible. So you said you went to restaurant week, huh? Go ahead.
I just one more statement on this. We used to wear hoop shorts underneath our jeans, bro. Like, what type of violence did we wake up and fall into? You know what I'm saying?
You never knew if the basketball game was going to break out. You had to defend your honor,
I guess, or a fight. Because I will say, and I'm not a super fighter guy or anything like that, but there were instances in high school, middle school, whenever, when it was like, we about to get this. Okay, 1 second. And you would take your jeans off and proceed to tussle. Like, you were prepared at that moment. Like, let's get it. You know, right now my jeans are tight, boy.
Interestingly enough, because of the way you have to kind of live in LA with traffic and so on, there are definitely times where I will bring a pair of long pants and have on shorts. Like, but there'll be sweats. I'll throw the sweats on over. Right. Like, for example, on Friday, I have to go do a radio show from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. In the valley at 4 o'clock, it's going to be like 90 degrees. At 7 o'clock, it's going to be like 76. And who knows who knows where life will take me from 7 to, you know, till I go to sleep that night. I'm going to need my knees covered, right?
Or what kind of 76 we're talking about. Like, you know, you got warm 76, but you also have like it's a little bit brisk out here. Like, I would love to have my legs, you know, covered up just a little bit. So I'm with you. I feel that.
In California, as the sun goes down, it gets significantly colder. And to the point, listen, so I went to this place this week. You said it with the restaurant week. Well, I went, and not to one up you, but I will 73 one up you, because I went to a restaurant today, or not today, but this weekend, that was on the 73rd floor of a restaurant. Oh, no. It is the highest and tallest one in the Western Hemisphere.
That's crazy.
It's called Spire 73. And when you get up there and the sun goes down, it's freezing. It was freezing. So, I mean, I wore like the big old sweater and brought the jacket. Had multiple jackets and they brought blankets. We were still up there cold. Everybody had blankets. There's like mad fire and stuff like that. But TK, literally, we were looking.
Oh, you were outside.
Oh yeah, like it wasn't like it was like there was
that's fire.
It was out. It was like indoor. It you were definitely more. If it rained, we would have got wet for sure. But like you couldn't. There wasn't like just like a 5 foot, you know, over the railing and there you go. So like the walls went up. But it was definitely an open air patio of with like walls of probably that went up like maybe, yeah, you know, right, 10 feet yeah. tall. So nobody could like, you know, take the fast elevator down. But
yeah.
But no, man, it was literally you could see it felt like you could see, you know, Japan on one side, New York on the other. You know, it was like that's how far it felt like you could see up there.
So what occupies the other 72 floors, and is this the top floor of that building or can you go higher?
It's the Intercontinental Hotel.
Okay, all right.
So the person I was with looked up and was like, I wonder if we can go up there. I was like, I have no interest in going any higher than I am right now. It's like, and they're like, to be honest, I would have been so like you had to take one elevator. Listen, the way to get in this thing was like breaking into a bank. You had to take the elevator from the parking to the first floor. Then from the first floor, you got to take that elevator. You got to go through the lobby to the other spot. Take that elevator up to 70. From 70, you walk around. Then, okay, now like you're up here. You are up, right?
Yeah, you're on 70.
Yeah.
How long is this elevator to go from X to 70?
A frighteningly short amount of time.
Oh, straight? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, like a not long at all. Like the same amount of time you would expect. I've had to take the elevator in my complex the last couple of days, even though I live on the first floor. The elevator from the first floor to the 70th floor, the Intercontinental Hotel, takes less time than the elevator from the first floor to the ground floor in my complex.
I was about to say, it's like at work, I work on the 10th floor or 11th floor or something like that. I haven't been to the office in such a long time. But I work on one of those floors and it takes me, you know, it might take a smooth, you know, 45 seconds to get there. And that's a long time considering the fact that all you're doing is like going straight up, you know?
Yeah, no, it may have taken us 45 seconds total to get from 1 to 70.
That's
crazy. So then, you got to go around the other corner to the other elevator, which is all glass. You go up the set, like all glass, like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory type thing. You go up to the 73rd floor. Yeah. And then after that, you're there. You're at the restaurant and they sit you right there. You look down and it's like, dang, man, that's far.
That's crazy. That's interesting. That's the one thing I kind of like hate on, I guess, about not being in a place like LA, right? Like I personally, just being 100% honest, don't really aspire to like live in LA. Like simply because it just costs so much. Like if you give me $1 million and you say, you know, you could live anywhere, I would probably choose Texas just because I know what I'll get in Texas. In Texas, with $1 million, I'm going to get a big home. I'll probably get a horse, a couple cows. Like, I'm living, like super good. Whereas in L.A., you got $1 million, you're still, like, a brokey, right? So, but...
In L.A., you're not going to buy a horse and a couple cows anyway, you freaking country bumpkin.
No, I don't even want a horse and some cows. But, I mean, if I got the land to do so, I'm going to do it. But... All that to say, like, that's one thing that I kind of like hate on about not being in a place like LA and stuff is because it's like cool things like that. That's like, we don't have anything in Dallas where they have a 73rd floor where you can eat at. Like, that's crazy. Like, that's what's up, though. That sounds like a pretty cool experience, honestly.
It really was. It really was. Like, we got a bottle of wine. and appetizers, put entrees. You don't go to the 73rd floor and not spend bread. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't
go. No,
facts.
I'm up here.
Yeah, it's like, bro. And I'm not going to lie. I didn't think about it. I didn't say anything about it until we left. But I was like, this entire time, the whole time I was thinking, bro, I just hope it's not an earthquake. Oh, my God, I hope it's not an earthquake. I was like, I'm sure that they have come up with the ideas and plans in place to make sure that this building is earthquake proof. I'm positive of it. It has to have been the case, but just I don't want to be the one. I don't want to be the test subject.
No,
you know, and it had been a while. If I tell you what, though, if it had been an earthquake on Saturday, it may have gone to dinner somewhere else Sunday night.
Yeah. No, that's dope though. Like, and it's outside, so you get the nice little breeze. Get to look over and see, you know, the building, you know, 50 floors down. But but that's what's up.
You can look down and see cool like the helicopter pads and. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but I did the thing where he goes, I think I see my dad. You know, when they're in the Sears Tower and he goes, I think I see my dad. You know, if you don't get the reference.
Ferris Bueller. No, I get it for sure. I like that movie. But it's like, it's so crazy looking back on stuff like that. Cause like when I was the first time I saw it, I don't know, maybe middle school. Right. Like that movie is older than both you and I. So the first time I saw it may have been middle school, and it's like, damn, is that really what skipping school is like? Oh my God, you know? And then it turns out that, like, we talked about it a couple pods ago, like, you get a day off of work, what are you doing? You know, like we used to get a day off of school, and it's like, you would look forward to so much, and you end up just, like, playing basketball. Like, like literally, like, not, like, that was such a movie. I guess, you know, is where I'm going. Like that movie was so unrealistic. Crashed his dad's car.
That's one of my favorite movies of all time. It really is.
Really?
Oh yeah. Like, and like, cause you know what it was? First of all, it was like the first PG-13 movie I ever watched. So it had that level of like, ooh, we sneaking this one. You know, I saw it like in like second grade. You know, I'm like 8, 9 years old when I saw this movie. Nothing in it is you know, there's nothing in it that's bad or anything like that. It's outside of there's nothing in it that you can't that a 10-year-old in 1999 can't see. There's nothing in there, right? If you put that movie on, I've been thinking about this recently because I was going to go to a karaoke bar and I was like, what karaoke songs would I sing? Because like 42 Doug probably is not gonna go over too well. Right. Yeah. And then I started to think of what
I done left my dog to the streets.
But you know, so I was thinking, what else do I just know all the words to? I think Ferris Bueller's Day Off is a strong candidate. If you put that thing on, I probably could nail 95% of the dialogue.
That's crazy. That's crazy. So you are a movie rewatcher, I guess you could call it, because like some people don't, like, they'll see a movie a couple times or once and they're like, all right, I don't need to see it again. Like, I personally, like, especially if it's nighttime and I'm ready to go to sleep or something, I will rewatch something. Like, when Infinity War was put on Netflix, I watched that every night for like a solid like month.
See, what I end up doing, so what happened, I don't know if the statute of limitations is passed on this or not, but when we were in college and we were streaming videos all the time, I would watch the same 15 movies in a rotation, right? Because that was like my DVD collection, right? Essentially. Mm-hmm. But now if it takes me too long to find something and I see something as like, I haven't seen this in a while, let me cut this on. Or if I'm watching it with somebody, if I got somebody with me, have you seen this yet? Have you ever seen this? I'll cut this on. I'd be like, this is my movie. You know what I'm saying? All right, this is my show. So I end up rewatching things with other people often.
Yeah, that makes sense too. That makes sense too. Yeah. What is going on over there? I also am not a he's like, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. What's happening? Englewood is happening outside my apartment.
It's hard for me sometimes, like especially like at this age, like so quarantine and COVID, of course, they've moved a lot of movies like just to devices. You know, HBO Max is like running the game, running the show right now, right? I found that if I'm not in the movie theater, it is really hard for me to watch a movie straight through.
Man. So I went to the movies. So actually, ironically enough, I watched A Quiet Place 2 at the house on HBO Max.
And I heard it was terrible.
What? Who said that?
Who said that? You ever see that on real High Slides? Who said that? You said it.
you know what else they did? That's one of those black people thing. I saw another one said black, like it was a meme at a woman pointing, and it's like black people when they see a long line that they know they need to be in. Diff the line.
Like that's the line.
Who said that? And whoever said it.
And the back is back there.
I liked The Quiet Place, but you know what though? For whatever reason, my mind accepts the fact that they just want to live, right? Because the people in A Quiet Place have a will to live that I would never have, and I think that's the thing I think that's the reason why I like it so much. And my sister told me about it. She was like, because most of the time I would have been out on this. What is it, zombie, whatever? But I actually enjoyed the films, right? It was like trying to figure out. They had some good jump moments, but you have to definitely suspend belief and reality of the like, because none of these people would. First of all, if Bluetooth existed in this quiet place world, I don't understand how they would have, survived. It would have been a 10-minute movie. No, it would have been a 10-minute movie. No, it would have been easy as hell. All you have to do is take the Bluetooth speaker over there, and then while it's playing music, figure out how to kill him.
Yeah, straight up. Like I was about to say, because I'm definitely like I feel you. Like if I got to be quiet and everybody knows me, or everybody that's listening that does know me, dude, it would have been one day I would have woke up. All right, I've had enough of this. Let's get it over with. I'm over here, guys.
Like, I'm not ruining nothing. There's definitely a guy in the first movie who just had enough. He just opened his mouth and starts yelling.
Come get me. I'm done. You know what I mean? So I say that to say because I started watching The Suicide Squad last night, which the I don't know 15, 20 minutes that I've gotten in is actually pretty funny. But
isn't there a new one? Yeah.
The new one is called The Suicide Squad. The old one is just Suicide Squad.
Man, tell me you messed up the first time without telling us you messed up the first time.
You know what I'm saying? They're just like the
we'll just try it again. Same exact
format. Like the Justice League, they had Justice League and then they had Zack Snyder's Justice League. Like, okay, so he cut it this time, which I will say the recut or re-edit, the re-post production, whatever you want to say, of the Zack Snyder's version was drastically better than the first one.
They did the same thing with the Hulk, right? They had a Hulk
like three times.
We're gonna just keep trying until we get it right. You guys keep watching this.
Yeah,
you guys keep watching this for sure.
We did the first Hulk. If you look back at the first Hulk, that movie sucked so bad. It was so terrible. This guy that you wouldn't even believe would be the Hulk, and he's just like,
one of the books that I read way too early in life, that was my thing. People used to sneak and watch TV shows. I was reading like adult level books at like second and third grade.
Okay.
So one of them was, it was a Hulk book, but it was like an adult, it was a book for adults for sure. Like it was sex in it. It was like, you know, it was like Bruce Banner and his wife got in like arguments. Like they called each other names. Like they were like, it was for people my age at this point. And that was, I always envisioned the Hulk to be an Edward Norton scrawny type of guy going into like the movies. That's one of the reasons why I don't like the Harry Potter books. I've read all 7 Harry Potter books. I went to watch the movies, and I was like, this is not the Hogwarts that I envisioned in my head.
Why? I like the Harry Potter movies. I loved them.
Did you read the books?
Nope. I was never. My mom, she was a great parent. I spoke to my wife about this the other day. My mom did great. You know, like there was a point in time I got really bad grades. I wasn't allowed to play football seventh grade, right? You would think that going forward, I would have like better grades. Nope. I just accepted. Like, man, you either not going to let me play or you're going to let me play. And I played. But it was not my mom's fault. She did what she was supposed to. It's just like I was always the kid that was just like, eh. So like she made me read and like I read books and things, but like at 31, I don't read. I was gonna ask you, are you a reader still, or do you specialize in an audiobook? Because I've been thinking of getting involved in audiobooks because I don't read. Like I read the timeline, but I don't read books.
Yes, that's one of my goals after I got out of school was to read more. I'm reading this book right now called The Signal and the Noise. It's about being able to correctly predict and forecast and the difference between predictions and forecasts, right? Mm-hmm. I actually saw a meme going around recently that people did not realize that when people say it's a 44% chance of rain, it's not a 44% chance of rain that it's going to happen. It's a 44% chance that this area is going to receive rain. Like, just, if that makes sense. If I'm explaining it in a way that is not making sense to me right now, I'm a little tired. But Google it, it'll make sense. But anyway, I've learned that in that book. So I'm reading that, and I figured it helped me become a better gambler.
So let me ask. When it comes to reading... And you said that you're, you know, trying
to... Oh, I'm sorry. But I said I read in a different way. I read the news all day. Like, I'm reading articles. I read, like, if Tyler Tynes writes something for GQ, I'm going to read that. Like, he did a LaMelo Ball interview. I'm reading that. Like, I'm reading... There's certain... I read probably 1,000 to 1,500 words minimum a day of news articles, sports articles of some sort. So but, I don't read...
Books specifically. No, but that's fine. But books specifically, as a person that doesn't read, I guess I'd say that I would like to. Like it wouldn't be bad, right? How or when do you make time to read or to, you know, because like if I have free time, now granted, our situations are a lot different. I have a child, you know, I have a wife, like, but if it was me, right, and I have free time, I think of all the other things that I want to or can do with my free time. And like reading is probably like 50th on the list.
It's because you don't fundamentally enjoy the process.
Okay.
Like read, like I like to read the same way I like to play video games. Okay. Like it's not something I don't have to like schedule it into my free time, but also like
you enjoy it.
But also I would implore you because I feel like this is what happens with most of America, I feel at least. You're forced to read as a kid, right? So you don't end up reading things that you want to read or are interested in reading, right? Like for me, I was like my parents gave me sports books when I was a kid, and that just delved into like different autobiographies of players that I would see on TV. And that just delved into more and more of me going into reading different things, right? Like I grew up reading the sports page in the Times Picayune. That's really like where I started to, you know, get it. And that then developed into me reading more nonfiction stories. I maybe read something in school. And because I was already I'm not anti-reading in general, right? You know what I'm saying? That I may read this and be like, oh, I like this author. Or you know what I'm saying? As opposed to, oh, this was actually, because this, I mean, some of the stuff that we read in school, bro, if you would go back and read it now.
It's pretty good. I do agree.
Yeah, it was a reason why we were reading it in school. You just didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just didn't. You were spark noting it. You were, you know, getting around it whichever way you could, right? But if you go back and look at some of those books that we had to read, like, in high school, they were really good. Like, hell, you know, I read A Handmaid's Tale in high school.
Really?
Yeah. Now that was in my AP English class, but still, it was a book that was in the curriculum at West Bloomfield. And now look,
Right.
it's you. I can't. It's got like 20 Emmy nominations, right? So you
Right.
can't tell me it wasn't a good story, you know?
Right. No,
Like,
it's a great show. It's a great
you
show. I
know.
love the show myself. I love it. June is about that. You hear me? Like, she is about that.
So imagine, so like that was one of my favorite books in high school. So like, imagine me explaining, oh, like I like some of the books I read, like, and before The Handmaid's Tale came out. It's like, oh yeah, this book about how like in the future the world is barren. So basically, you know, women are forced to, and it's like, oh, this is one of your favorite books, huh? This is one of
Yeah.
your favorite books. But now that it's a
Yeah.
TV show and people know the story, it's a little bit awkward on first dates when I'm telling people that I really like this book about, you know, the violent
Yeah.
oppression of women in the first half of it,
Yeah. It's not really the conversation starter, like, especially with a woman. Like, yeah, one of my favorite books, you know, it talks about, you know, forcing women to have babies and basically making them slaves. So what about you? Like, yeah, for sure.
But the thing that I would suggest to like you said, you'll scroll the timeline all day. Scroll it a little less. Scroll the book.
Right. That's
And you
good.
know what, too? The other thing, I don't have, like, I have physical books for sure, but I can't tell you the last time I sat and read a physical book. Like, even
Okay,
the
so you do it
physical
on your
books that
phone.
I've bought, yeah, I'll do it on my phone, I'll do it on my computer, you know.
Okay. All
Yeah.
right. Okay.
And I'll get it where I
Makes
can.
sense.
Like, if I'm in the barber shop, like I got recently was gifted a
Kindle.
yep, exactly. And
I
so
didn't
like
even
I'll
know,
bring
but
the
that's the book,
No, but
you know,
that's
that's
what
the
it, yeah,
book
that's what it
platform.
is. That's
Yeah.
exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I was about the Amazon book thing, you know. So thank you.
Yeah.
But I was yeah, so but I'll
Yeah.
bring that with me to the barber shop. Or if I'm going somewhere where I know I'm gonna be sitting around for a little bit, I'll bring that with me.
That's real. That's real.
And if
Nah,
it's in
for
my
sure.
pocket, you know, it's easy. It's all and like, you know, you can do that with iBooks or Apple Books or whatever the hell it's called, you know. And like,
That's
you know,
why, yeah, that's why I asked
it's really
that.
just about, but it's really just about reading things that is going to interest you. Like, if you find something that interests you, reading in a day.
That's real. No, so that's why I asked, because I feel, because I do find myself, like, my educational resource, I guess, and, you know, don't laugh at me or anybody out there, but like podcasts, like I listen to a ton of podcasts. Like, I listen to podcasts that are directed at all types of people. Like, I just listen to podcasts. I like listening to podcasts. I like watching podcasts even more, like on YouTube. So I had the thought the other day that I think I may want to try out like the audiobook thing, because I'm like, I'm already sitting and listening to stuff while I'm working or whatever. Why not listen to a book? And then essentially you read, air quotes, read the book, you know, because you got the same information, you just didn't read it yourself. So yeah, that's what sparked my question on that, is just I've been considering like an audiobook. Like, we have the Barack Obama book in the front room that hasn't been cracked open not one time. But
Hey, but
again,
see, like, but like,
physical books are intimidating, I feel like, you
but
know, like
also,
they can be at least.
I can see your point, because it's like sometimes you're like, dude, I'm on page one and there's 700 of these things.
It's a billion pages. Yeah, right.
But again, like, you know, if you're super interested in the life of times and Barack Obama, you're like, yo, I'm on page one. It's 700 of these things. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like,
Right.
this is what I'm here for. Right,
Yeah.
like, you know, so, but again, like, I don't, all due respect, I don't need 700 pages on Barack Obama, on his self-published autobiography.
That's real.
I lived it. I was there for a lot of it. I remember.
Facts.
You know what I'm
Facts.
saying? Like, I was, you know, but there's something that's new, something I'm learning. Like, you know, like I'm really getting into more of like some of the Negro League stuff. Now that Major League Baseball has tried, they're trying to integrate the stats from Negro League players into, you know, the historical stats of baseball as a whole. You know, that's basically just integrating them as a, it was a professional league, so it's like as they would, right?
Right.
And just some of those stories are just fascinating to me. Like, and those are things that I find interesting, or I'm learning about something that I have on the fringes, right? Like, I know about Satchel Paige. I know that Satchel Paige was 47 when he joined the Major League Baseball, right? But like, do I know the things that led up to that? You know what I'm saying? Or like an Allen Iverson documentary. Like, I may know that Allen Iverson played football, but now that I'm reading this book, that I know that Allen Iverson was All-State 3 years in a row, a quarterback. Like, he really was that. You know what I'm saying? He was really that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, when he's up there saying he would have been Mike, he's not talking out the left side of his mouth. You know, so, oh boy, you sound like you just fell over.
No, I didn't fall over.
But so I find like I would say look into those types of things, or like honestly I don't know what you've called them, like maybe motivational books or self-help books or books of that nature, but like 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, tore through that in a book in a day. Like How to Win Friends and Influence People, tore through that too. But those books read
I had to plug my laptop in, man.
There you go. I
had to get right before we died, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
No, nah, but those books read more.
Oh boy, you sound like you fell over. No, that's real. I guess it does go on something that you're interested in as well. Because like you said, like I've been interested in reading the Barack Obama book just because we have it and I bought it. But at the same time, it's like that's not really where I'm at. Now, if you hand me a big book on Barry Sanders' life.
There's no doubt in my mind that you would read 350 pages of Barry Sanders. 100%.
I read 3,000 pages of Barry Sanders.
So maybe that's where you start. You find the Barry Sanders authorized autobiography, and you get the real answer as to why he walked off, why he left the field.
Because we sucked.
Right. But you know what I'm saying? Then you get those nuggets. Like you get those little nuggets of like, Wayne Fonts did what? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like to Barry Sanders, that in the moment you might have missed, you know, like that type of deal. So,
yeah. No, that's real. That's real. That was a very educational topic. Look, I guess, man, this is super random. Super random. Just real quick because I keep feeling it, bro. For those that can see, I cut myself. Look at that. That's a perfectly blended Band-Aid there, but I cut myself cutting carrots the other day, like it gushing blood, bro. Right, like literally, like I'm cutting carrots. Carrots can be a little bit hard to cut, so I'm like this. Boom, come down, cut into it. Blood is and I felt it immediately. Like mm-hmm. No, I definitely cut myself. Right, injuries. Were you an injury guy growing up? Like as a child, I guess I was injured all the time. I got stitches like every year for like a solid 5 years. I got stitches damn near in every limb of my body. I could tell you, like, oh, had stitches there, got stitches there, broke this bone. Like, I was an injury guy. You?
No, any injury that I ever had was like you could tell how it happened. It was very evident. Like, you know, I got a concussion in high school. You know, I jumped for the ball, playing basketball. Somebody undercut me, landed on my head. All right. Mm-hmm. That'll knock you out. You know what I'm saying? That'll knock you out for a little bit. Woke up.
Yeah.
Nah, had no idea. I thought I was in Louisiana. 3,000.
Like, literally?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I was in there with Trainer Joe.
Trainer Joe, shout out to Trainer Joe. I haven't said those two words together in like years. I've never had a concussion, at least that I knew of, except I was talking to my boy Steph, Coach Hop, Train by Hop, hashtag.
You've had a concussion before. I'm positive you've had a concussion.
Yeah, and that's what he said. Like, he was like, you ever hit somebody, got up, and you like saw stars, like you were like, you know, blacked out and all this other stuff. And I was like, yeah, for sure. He was like,
welcome to, that's a concussion.
Yeah, he was like, that was a concussion, bro. It was just a mini one. Like, it just wasn't like a severe concussion. It was like a mild one. So I was like, oh, well, I've had that happen at least 2 or 3 times. I played football, and I played before it was like, you know, like this 7-on-7 thing is a thing now. Like kids really.
They had 7-on-7 when you were in high school. I played 7-on-7.
No. Hear me out. Yes, we played 7-on-7, but now in 2021, they are using 7-on-7 as like a recruiting tool.
Oh,
like it's intense now. Whereas like,
I know that when they're like 7-on-7 teams, and like that's a big deal. Like
that's what I mean. Like when we played 7-on-7, it was like that was because you couldn't wear pads yet. So it's the summertime, yeah. And you can't wear pads, so you still need to get your work in. So you did 7-on-7. But as soon as you could put pads on, you put pads on. Now they wear like these little like soft helmets, and they like 7-on-7 is taken much more serious than. But I think a lot of it is due to the constant hitting and head injuries and CTE and those type of things. So
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I went up Chris Stewart from the debutante. He undercut me.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
I remember him.
Yeah. Pontiac Northern. We were playing Pontiac Northern. He undercut me, landed.
Oh, this was in a game?
Mm-hmm. That was Bloomfield in the fourth quarter.
That's critical. That's even worse. This is malice at the palace.
I don't remember what I don't remember what the score was. I couldn't tell if we won. I know that but by the end of the game, I was back on the bench shaking hands, which shows you just, you know, what were we doing? I probably should have been under observation. But like I was like cleared to go back. It was just the game was over. You know, it was like the game was over. I could have gone back out there. I was definitely clear. And I would have been ready to go, like, by the time. But, like, now in I remember being, hey, who's that? It's Rod, Josh. We're good. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody here. Like, we can play. You
know what I'm saying? Like, how many fingers? Two.
Four. Okay. Yeah, he's two, good. Four. I passed all the tests. Like, let me see a basketball. Free throw in. All right, we can do this. Right? Yeah. In retrospect, no, we couldn't have done it, not one bit. We should not have done it, not one bit.
Right. Yeah. Times have changed in that regard, though. And I appreciate it. Like, I'm a football guy. If I'm blessed to have a son one day, people ask, like, so do you want your son to play football? And my response is, you know, if he wants to.
But if your daughter wants to play football?
I would prefer that she did not. But if she wants to, then knock yourself out, I guess. Like, literally, because have you seen my daughter? She's like something like weightlifter or something. No. Like, I'm serious. I've never seen a baby this strong. She drags the cage across the room, the dog cage. I have no idea why. She drags the cage across the room. She has this little toy that she hits up like as if it's like a sled. So like there's very possible that Dream Kennedy will be a starting offensive tackle.
She's rushing the passer. That's what she got to. She got to be left tackle or rushing the passer. It's not worth it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't know. I was like, damn, what are they putting in these babies' shots and foods these days? So I don't know. Yeah, she just got three shots the other day.
Look, check that out. Kids getting vaccinated. What will they think of next?
The chickenpox vaccine at that, you know? Like, she got the chickenpox vaccine, hepatitis A or something, and one of those other ones, measles, mumps, or something, you know? Vaccines. Imagine that.
So, speaking of your child, I saw this on the internet, and it made me want to ask you the question: do you have any plans to go to Disney World? First of all, did you go as a kid? And now that you have a kid, do you want to go?
Yes, yes, and yes, absolutely. Can't wait. So I've been to Disney World a total of 3 times now. I've never been to land. I hear that it's not quite as good. I'm sure it's decent. It's Disney, sure. But I've never been to land, but I've been to Disney World 3 times. First time I was like 6. Great. Loved it. Enjoyed it. I still have the memories, right? Second time I went at 8. We took my mom's best friend's son with us. We did this ride, which no longer exists. It was some like alien thing where you sit in, you're sitting in this chair, right? And you're watching this alien. He's in a tube and he like breaks loose. It's like one of those interactive, like show type things. So he breaks loose. Bro, it was terrible. It scared us. Like
it was Independence. I think it was Independence Day.
Bro, it was terrible. It was terrible. Like the alien walks by and he's breathing.
I know what you're talking about.
Bro, they had to get rid of that thing because it was that scary. Like they had to. Like so the kid that we're with, who's now a grown man, so I shouldn't call him a kid, but at the time we're kids, right? He's with us. And mm-hmm. that ruined his experience. Like he didn't get on anything else. That was the first ride we went on. He was like, nope, I'm done. Let's go to the pool. So he was done. So, but then go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was about to say I had a ride like that. It didn't ruin my experience, but the Twister ride at Universal Studios.
Never been.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. That Twister, to this day, I wouldn't go on it if it's still there. That was the scariest. I've been in real life hurricanes and tornadoes, and that was one of the scariest moments I've ever experienced in my life. It's in this this climate controlled situation. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't fun. It wasn't fun. Like the earthquake in San Francisco ride, that one was like, oh, what's going to happen next? The Twister one, no. I was like, turn this thing off.
Yeah. Yeah. I, as somebody, like you said, that had been in experiences like that, though, it may be a little bit of PTSD that you suffered from, though, bro.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. But it wasn't until we went back outside and the sun was shining. And I was like, yo, why does that exist?
I went to Disney World, though. At this point, I guess it's been 3 or 4 years. I think 4 years or so. That I went, so I was a grown man, I was an adult, and like I had a blast. There weren't any children with us, and like we had a really, really, really good time. So yeah, I can't wait to take my child like to Disney World. Disney World was like, it's lit. Like it's a really fun place. It really is the happiest place on earth. There's no reason why you should be there and be upset. I take it you've been or you have not been.
I've been to Land and World. I went like what I feel is the appropriate age in between first and third grade, right?
Yeah.
In between
like,
and I don't know exactly when because my sister and I were somewhere in between first and fourth grades between the two of us and when we went to Disneyland and World, right? Which I feel like is the right time period. Too young, you don't remember. Too old, you don't care. You know, that's about right. But
yeah, you can't go to Disney World at 13.
You know,
like you either have to be a parent or you have to be like, yeah, like first to third grade or so. Like,
so you may want to give it a minute because I saw this story that, you know, obviously Florida has a ton of alligators, big alligator population, 1.3 million alligators estimated in the state of Florida, as you can imagine. And alligators are not something that I'm necessarily foreign to, being from Louisiana. If it rained a little too hard, you may see one of those creepy crawly bastards in your backyard. That's mm-hmm. what people. That's what makes me laugh. People really have no idea where I'm actually from, right? I'm much closer to alligators than streetlights. Anyway, they have like over since the pandemic in Florida, and you know, Disney World has had less people and less, you know. Just in general, there's been more and more alligator sightings at Disney World. A little boy
in the park.
A little boy. Oh, there's alligators. No, there's absolutely no. Here, that's what you don't know. There's alligators in Disney World right now. Like in those ponds. Nah. They say stay out of the ponds. Remember in 2016, a little boy was eaten by an alligator because he was in the pond, right? Like some kid from Iowa. You know, alligators in Iowa, right? But. But it got me thinking too, because there was a period in time where I was talking to this girl, right? Short-lived. The reason why I was so short-lived, and there may have been several others down the line, but the reason why I was at this moment, we were talking and it was like, you know, 2 weeks before Christmas. She said, oh, what are you doing for Christmas? you know, I'm not doing anything for Christmas because my family lives all over the place. And typically I have to work. Christmas Day is a basketball, big basketball day. Now the NFL is encroaching on it. You know, so now it's just Christmas Day increasingly is becoming Thanksgiving, which is a work day, right? Yeah.
Which sucks for you, man.
But she says, you know, it is what it is. But she says that her family was going to Florida. So, okay, that sounds nice. Bro, they were at Disney World for 3 weeks.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
They were at Disney World for 3 weeks.
Oh, no.
And by day five, I was, you know, because we're talking with, you know, semi-regular frequency, maybe every day, every other day type thing. I'm like, you know, when are you getting out of there? She's like, oh, we got 2 more weeks left. She's like, I just love it here. She's like, I've become a little Disney princess. And I was like, you know what? I think it's time for me to exit stage left.
That's crazy. No, that's crazy. Nah, 3 weeks? I mean, because you spoke on going on vacation with your family, but at least you were like at a resort where it's like, you know, like we can kind of go off and do our own thing. But like, I don't want to go to Disney World 20 times. Like, I don't want to be there 20 times.
My dad is the king of when we were kids, we used to go out of town for a month at a time. We used to just because he could take work on the road. He was working remotely before it was a thing.
Right.
Excuse me. So we would go out of town, but we would never stay in the same place for a month. Like if we went to like Colorado, we would go spend like a week and a half in Denver and then a week and a half in like by the hot springs, right? Doing some other like
Aurora Springs.
We'd go like we went to Hawaii. We spent like a week and a half in Kauai and then another week in Maui, right? So it's like two spots in one, like two different times in one. Like shorty was at it's I guess her idea of variation was one day she go to Disney World, the next day she go to Epcot, the other day she go to Universal Studios. And I just thought, God forbid, like, you know, I fall in love with this woman, and now I'm expected to foot a month of Disney World every 11 months. I got to spend 1 month in Disney World.
Nah, that ain't it. That ain't never going to be it. That ain't never going to be it. Yeah, maximum, like you said, like 5 days. If we really, 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 really pushing it, a week, 7 days. And on that seventh day, I'm out.
We're like seven. Like we're to me, we're like 6 nights. And 7 day seven, we're checking out on the early checkout, 7 a.m. Give me the hell back to civilization. Away from all these alligators and food that is 8 times more expensive than it's supposed to be. I could not imagine spending like that's why I wanted to ask, like, now you have a kid, because if you want to go to Disney World as an adult, and I know there are people that do, but I couldn't imagine like wanting to outside of like a day pass, right? Like if you want to go for a day pass, like Disneyland is an hour away. Okay, you want to go for a day, they got discounted tickets, whatever. Okay, cool. We can go for a day, right? Or like they used to open up the Universal Studios up the way for employees at the company I work at during Halloween for like a Halloween thing. Okay, cool. I'll go then because it's like there's no lines, and plus I know everybody who's in the line, so it's a different type of environment. But the idea of me just going out and fighting the general public, you know, in a theme park setting at my big age, I can't imagine.
Nah. Well, and then also Piggy is from, like, she's from California, but she's from Florida as well. Like, I call her a Californian, right? So, like you were mentioning, for like her high school senior lock-in or whatever, they locked them in Disney World, like, because she was in Orlando. So, like, that is never going to be us because we're never going to spend, you know, time at a place where she has like such like intense memory, I guess. You know what I mean? So like, nah, five days, 7 days is actually pushing it. We'll probably spend the sixth and seventh day exploring Florida versus being in, you know, the parks. It's only so many big mice I almost called them mouses. It's only so many big mice and ducks you can see before you're like, all right, this is enough, you know?
Although I wonder, I think mouses might have been correct because you're talking about Mickey and Minnie, right?
Yeah.
Like, collectively, they would be mice. However, because their last name is both mouse, I don't know. I don't know. Tricky that's, semantics.
That's true. Yeah, because nobody has ever called them Mickey and Minnie mice.
I never, no one in the history of the world.
Ever.
Yeah, man, I just was thinking, I just couldn't imagine. Like, there's other things that, like, I feel like would be a deal breaker, but when she said they were going down there for 3 weeks, bro, I mean, just think about that. That's nuts.
Nah, that's way too long to spend in pretty much any area, though. Like, it's not many places that I want to spend 3 weeks. You know, it's not one thing that I want to spend 3 weeks doing, you know. No, like,
this is how football. You spend.
We had 2 days for like a week, 2 weeks, and that was too long.
The only way you can spend 3 weeks in a place, you have to like move there, right? And then be doing things in that 3 weeks. Like, if you're going to spend 3 weeks somewhere, you got to go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to go grow. Like, you need to be living somewhere where you have access to a stove and like, because like, in a refrigerator. And like, if you're 3 weeks in a hotel, I mean, Lord have mercy. What type of life are you living?
Yeah. I after the third day of bagels and cream cheese at the what do they call the breakfast in the morning?
The continental breakfast.
Yeah. 3 days of that. And I'm like, all right, this coffee is not doing it. Where's the nearest Starbucks? Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's a bit much. But I do have a friend of mine, though, a classmate from Grambling, who is like super duper uber Disney. Shout out to Damo. And I don't know how often she goes, but it's quite a bit. Like, she's in LA, as a matter of fact, but it's quite a bit. But she is one of those people. Like, she's a Disney like person. Like, I'm sure they know her now, right? So she could probably do it, but you have to be, like you said, you got to be that type of person, you know, that you can do something consistently like that. But it's the love of it, I guess. It goes back to reading books. It's like, you got to have an interest in it in order to do it. Because if I said to you, could you go to a sporting event every day for 3 weeks straight? Your answer would be absolutely.
Yeah, probably. I'm more than likely. I may want to leave early a few times. Like, I may be ready to go.
But you'd be willing to hear the noise and all of that. Whereas people that aren't into sports, they're like, one basketball game a year is good enough for me, you know. Whereas, you know, if you don't get your sports fix, you're gonna lose your mind.
Well, I saw two things that I want to end this with, right? Because I'm not married, obviously, and I always find, like, not stories of marriage, but like just the interconnectivities of marriage just infinitely fascinating. Del Curry and Sonia Curry are breaking up after 30 years of being married.
He better go back and get her.
I don't know if you saw that tweet thread, an amazing tweet thread. If you follow me on Twitter, @MartinWeiss, I retweeted it 2 days ago. Del Curry don't have the cholesterol to be out here like that. And and I think this story here will really show you just what's going on out here in these streets. Oh, I just got hit with an ad. That was terrible. I know that no one else could hear it, but it was horrible in my ears just now. But TK, I want to read you this story real quick. An Alabama man thought he'd been shot by an intruder. It turns out it was his wife's boyfriend secretly living in their house.
See, now I got to shoot both of y'all.
The Mobile County Sheriff's Office said the wife told her husband that an intruder was in their Criolla home Sunday night and he armed himself with a gun. So wife told husband that there was an intruder. The men both shot each other and both went to the hospital. The Sheriff's Office said Michael Amaker, the wife's boyfriend, for over a year had been living in the house. Now, TK, just so you know, the idea, the type of people that we're dealing with here. You know how they knew he had been in the house for over a year?
How?
She said, the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, Captain Paul Birch, says, quote, she had been allowing him to stay in the home for a few days, providing him food. There were bottles of urine in the room, which indicated he had been in there for a little while.
My man wasn't even using the bathroom. That's nasty. I guess if you just live in another man's house, you don't really care.
The sheriff's office had discovered a motive for the wife telling her husband that the boyfriend was an intruder. Investigator said she was, who would have guessed it, too intoxicated to be interviewed after the shooting. Mm-hmm. Now, get this. Oh, okay. Yeah. So now boyfriend is in jail on charges of attempted murder, possession of a firearm with an altered serial number. He seemed like he was about that work. And yeah. Possession of a controlled substance. And he I just say that to say, in the event that your wife's boyfriend happens to be living in the house, mm-hmm. maybe it's a conversation you have with her before, you know, before you start shooting, because you might get shot. And imagine that. That man got shot in his own house by his wife's boyfriend. How do you go home from that?
You don't. Well, yeah, I do. She don't. She don't. And neither does the other guy. All right. Like, this is my crib. It's going to be a real short conversation.
Is it your crib? Is it your crib? Is it though? Because it sounds like it's their crib. At the very minimum, it's our crib, pal.
That's crazy, dog. Nah, that's wild.
So maybe, you know, say just if you're a boyfriend living in a house.
Check all your rooms.
Just double check if you see any urine bottles around. You know, the blueprint is laid. Okay, this Alabama couple that showed you what to do, and that's all the reason why Del Curry needed to stay his ass in the house before he ends up being somebody's wife's boyfriend getting shot in Alabama.
Facts. Until the next time, keep up with us on all things social. So let me ask you this: that is you, just the letter U. Keep up with us. In the meantime, follow Martin at Martin Weiss. Follow the page at So Let Me Ask You This. Follow me at Phil.Jackson with 2 K's. Until then, you've heard from TK and Martin Weiss. Be safe out there.